the edges of the field we have issues with weeds, but you see in the second row, there's no weeds back in there.
That's Lynn Warfel, a central Illinois farmer who grows corn and soybeans in Tolono.
I'm nearing the end of my tenure. This is my 52nd crop. So I'm trying to simplify everything. And the simple way, easy way to do it nowadays is just plain corn and plain soybeans, both of which are GMO.
Warfel started using corn and soybeans that have been genetically modified, which means scientists have been able to identify and multiply the strongest and the best genes. He says he doesn't necessarily have to worry about the weather and has seen a huge difference in his yield compared to the years before GMOs were around.
About 25 years ago, we had a drought, and this was before the current genetics. And my corn that year yielded just over 100 bushels an acre. With the change in the genetics, last year's drought impacted my corn too. Instead of 200 bushels, it was only 155. It was 55 bushels better than my corn was earlier because of the genetics.
According to the Illinois Farm Bureau, 89% of corn in Illinois and 92% of soybeans are grown from genetically engineered seeds. Warfel says GMO corn and soybeans are more likely to make it through harsh weather conditions.
It stands too much moisture better, or not enough moisture better. So it's more productive, more consistently than it used to be.
Warfel says using GMO crops also helps to reduce his bottom line. He spends less on fuel because he doesn't need to be out on the field twice a day cultivating it. He also employs fewer people because there's not as much work that needs to be done. But not all farmers are on board with GMOs. Dave Bishop is the owner of Prairie Earth Farm. His farm is also based in central Illinois, but grows organic and conventional non-GMO produce, including corn and soybeans.
I think there are better ways to address issues of pest resistance and weather changes, specifically through different kinds of crop rotations, the use of cover crops. So there are many ways we can address these issues that, in my opinion, are far better than genetically engineered crops.
Bishop says he doesn't believe in the hype that GMOs are better at resisting drought or too much rain.
I think that conventional crops yield as well. They are more profitable in most cases. At least here we have a significant premium in the marketplace for non-GMO crops.
But Illinois Department of Agriculture Director Bob Flyder says despite the significant crop devastation due to the drought of 2012, crops were still able to survive.
If you think about the drought that we had a couple of years ago, quite candidly, you know, it was probably the worst weather conditions that we've had in Illinois ever in terms of the heat and the dryness, but yet we still had a crop. If we hadn't had those kinds of seeds and the kind of scientific research that went into developing seeds that could grow and develop a crop under those conditions, we might have had virtually nothing, and that would have been a disaster.
Flyder says as resources around the world continue to become depleted, it's important to support research and find ways to increase production in order to feed the growing population. And that is a topic that pits the debate of good versus bad when it comes to the overall impact of GMOs. I'm Miriam Sobe.